deep breath. It's fine. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. It's not fine. It's not fine. It's fine. It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. Can you tell that I've been saying that a lot to myself recently? The last week or so? So. Oh, wow. So if you're like me, if you're anything like me, you have flash drives and then you have external drives. Now, the reason that I have lots of flash drives is because I know people might need to borrow them. So I have a lot. And then I have external drives, which is where I back up my audio. Because I have learned a lesson from having a couple of incidents where I deleted everything. And, damn. So I have my external drives and I have my flash drives. And they are very different. They are very different because flash drives are up to 128 gigs. And then the external drives are, you know, terabytes, which is fine. Absolutely fine. Do I lend people my flash drives? Yes. Do I lend people my external drives? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because I use them for work. And that's my stomach. I apologize. Someone, mentioning no names, my fucking mother. It's fine. It's fine. So my mother is not very technological at all. Really not. I mean, she once ended up with 3 different versions of Office installed in her computer, and I don't know how she did it, because I installed one, and it was fine, and then I come back, and there are 3 versions, and nothing is working. She's very special. She decided to borrow an external drive, even though I have given her a designated flash drive. And she took it to work. And, oh, yes, I'm never seeing that fucker again. I am happy. So happy. I'm not happy. Especially because it was an expensive Samsung one, so, you know. You can take it of the cheaper ones. I have a selection. Actually, I have a lot of external drives because I have backups of backups. But I didn't have a backup of this particular drive because it's my, I've recorded. So I record onto one computer, which is a bit unstable. So that's why I immediately switch it over to a external drive because I need to rebuild. Well, build a new computer. But at the moment, I've got a lot of stress going on and I'm worried about building computers, so it's not great. So that's why I had the drive, and the drive was on my desk. It was right here. It was right here where my phone is. It's here where you are. This is where it was. I went to sleep and it was here. Now I had to go out in the morning, which is fine because you're allowed to leave your house and, you know, expect shit to be where you put it when no one's allowed to touch your shit. Apparently people touch your shit. And when they touch your shit, they take your shit. And then you lose your shit. You lose your shit. And I lost my shit. I tore my room apart this morning. And then I got this. Oh, bye. I just hit something. What was that? I don't know. These random metal. What is that? Oh, I'm reinstalling my boom arm. That's the new bolt. I got home, still none the wiser that my SSD had been kidnapped. And I'm looking, and when you're looking for something, everyone asks the same question: what are you looking for? And then you have to explain. I'm looking for my external drive. When was the last place you saw it? If I knew that, I wouldn't be looking for it. Have you looked in the kitchen? Why would it be in a kitchen? You have to spend like 5 minutes explaining what you're looking for. And yes, you have looked there. And yes, you have looked there. And yes, you have looked there. No, I don't need your help. No. It's fine. It's fine. It's okay. So I'm searching for hours. And I got desperate. I looked under my bed. And there's this one live stream where I looked under my bed, and it was an experience. The kind of things we found, like, four laptops underneath there. That's where technology goes to die. So maybe it wasn't underneath there. I'm just sitting here thinking that I've gone completely insane because I have procedures. It sits here and then it gets transferred to my editing computer. Now, ordinarily, there is barely 2 minutes in between coming from my recording computer to my editing computer. But I decided I was going to be responsible and sleep, because I don't sleep properly. And it got swiped. Then I got a message relayed to me. Oh, by the way, your mother borrowed. She borrowed what? Flash drive. She borrowed a flash drive, but I bought her a flash drive. Oh, she lost it. Okay. Wait. Where did you get the flash drive? Where the fuck did you think she got it? She took my whole external drive to work. Why do you do this to me? Now, my studio, I say studio, my bedroom studio editing suite is... This is somewhere where no one goes. This is the forbidden zone. No. But apparently she was very desperate. So yeah. It is. But you know what? She was smart. She made sure to take the matching lead so she could plug it into her computer at work. And she remembered what I said about when you get a new flash drive, format it. Yeah, I'm really glad I told her that. Now, I could... Car's always driving past. I could do file recovery. I've done it before. I have... on my computer. Sorry, I haven't eaten yet. Mostly because I've been looking for a fucking external drive all day. If I go to my Orchid Audio folder, which I renamed from Sweetheart, and I go to... No, that's not it. Where is it? No, it's on my holding. No, it's not my holding. Is it on my audio? It's on my audio. I have a lost partition folder. And in that folder, it's just stuff that I've recovered. And how many gig is it? It is... Oh, this is going to be painful. Oh, it's 109 gig. I have... started going for it very, very slowly. So this is all stuff. The noise. I've started going for it very slowly and recovering stuff. And some of it's really embarrassing. It's so embarrassing to hear old audios. Just because, I just don't like it. But I could do file recovery, but... The chances of me getting this fucking thing back. It's kind of like... Say someone steals your corgi. People aren't very likely to give back that corgi. Words, I can't speak. If someone's... I can't talk, it's a good thing I don't record my voice for the internet. If someone goes to the trouble of stealing your corgi, the likelihood of you getting that corgi back... is zero. I mean, unless they ask for a ransom, but honestly, if someone corgi naps, that they are keeping it. So, this is all my Patreon selection. I am so annoyed. Oh, I don't know what to do. I should eat because my stomach is just rumbling so much. It's okay. I have... I have a sneeze coming on. I don't want to sneeze. So I'm going to fight the sneeze. And so, and oh my god. Shut up. It's not cute. Fuck off. I'm kind of wildly flailing around trying to think what to do because I have to go to the hospital tomorrow, so I can't edit. So, Thursday, this is really killing me. This is literally my stream of consciousness as I'm trying to deal with this, but also while I'm really hungry and a little bit sneezy. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I can't. I'm going to re-record them tonight and then I'll see if I can edit them tomorrow night and have them up for Thursday. This has not been great. I have been stiffed on £400 worth of art and logos. Because I was really, really trying. Life is trying me here. Life is like, hey. And I'm like, fuck off, life. Just don't. I do not have time for you. And life's like, hey, why are you going to be like that? I ain't got nothing planned for you. Yes, you have, life. I know you. Hey, we're friends. We're not friends. Yeah, we are. And as a friend, I just like to remind you that you're really resilient and adaptable. And the best way to do that is to, you know, throw shit your way. Could you not? If I say that I am very resilient and I completely acknowledge the fact that I'm resilient, can oh no, what have you done, life? You'll see. Oh, you fucking fuck. So yes, I am. So many. It's okay. But what this does mean is I'm now going to institute a further backup in a flash drive. So we're going to go recording computer, new SSD, and a flash drive. And the flash drive will go somewhere very special and secret, somewhere that no one will ever go. Where? It will go in my bottle of vitamins because no one ever goes there. I never ever go there. No, it won't go there. I totally have a vitamin every day. But yes, that's where we'll put it, somewhere where people shouldn't be in here anyway. I have expensive microphones. It's fine. It's not fine. It's okay. I can make this up. It's just four audios. Fuck, I'm going to have to be an orc again, aren't I? That's probably the hardest character I've ever played, just because I don't know what an orc's meant to be like, especially an orc that wants to be, you know, the little spoon. Okay. Bollocks. Oh, I'll figure something out. Yeah, so we're called tonight, hospital tomorrow, editing tomorrow night, and Thursday, big audio drop. This is going so well. Loving it. Bumhole.